KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we hope you had a great Father's Day weekend and celebrated with the dads in your life, and remembered maybe some of the dads that have moved on to the other side of eternity. But hey, listen, the dad thing, the father's thing, it's not just one weekend. It's all year long. And although we're on the other side of Father's Day, we wanted to bring Dr. Danny Huerta into the conversation, Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Danny, it's always a pleasure. Glad you could take the time.
Always great to be with you, Steve. Excited about this topic.
Well, we wanted to talk about the dad effect, why a father's presence is powerful in a child's life. How does the dad effect really shape a child's emotion, spiritual future, some of the things to be considering?
Yeah, and it can be a positive effect and a negative effect, right, as dads. And so we have to realize that what we do and what we don't do is just as important. And sometimes we miss out on some moments with our kids. And that, I mean, that's just part of life. But if we just completely tune out, we miss out on some amazing impacts we can have as dads in our home, but also an impact that can be had in our own brains and our own lives relationally. And so the dad effect goes bidirectionally. One is towards your kids and your home, and the other one is towards you personally. And a dad that's truly involved means that he shows up with a desire to be present, a kind of a gratitude there. And there's a warmth and sensitivity that he learns to have towards each of his kids. And each child is different. Some kids will trigger you more than others. So you got to really bring your game into that. But then also a dad that is willing to take the time to guide his kids well, not just react to them, but respond to them. And through that, you help your children handle stress better. They have a better regulation of all their emotions that come at them, and then greater resilience, better relationships, lower anxiety, lower depression. I mean, so I could go through the list. I mean, so many benefits to your child's development, each of your children's development uniquely. And that is the effect you can have as a father. And for you personally, it changes your brain to become more relational with other people. And it also can reduce your anxiety and depression, and makes you more adaptive to life around you. So there are benefits to be gained by you as well.
Yeah. You know, as we consider a couple of things you said, want to ask, you know, you mentioned how it can be both positive and negative, depending obviously on what the interaction is like between a dad and their children, and having an impact on the children, obviously, on the dad, obviously, and maybe is obvious impact on mom. But let's take it farther out, Dr. Huerta. Our community is impacted by these relationships.
It is, Steve. I mean, I'm glad you're bringing that up. A community is transformed when a dad is involved, because when the family structure is healthy and when they're doing well, the community health also increases. And that's in the workplace, that's in interactions in the neighborhoods. It also, a dad being involved, it's shown to reduce delinquency in boys.
Yeah.
By tremendous amounts, and also lowers the likelihood of poverty with an involved dad. And those are fantastic results for a community, and also that lowering of anxiety and depression. That means increasing the mental health of the youth within that community. So it's great, great benefits to the community.
Yeah. And, you know, so often we talk about current issues, and how, you know, how the community is dealing with those. You know, since we purpose to bring those conversations back to, well, you know, really the solve for the issues that we don't want, is Jesus in the home. And, you know, part of leading that obviously is dad, leading that in the home. I think back, I want to switch gears a little bit, Danny. When I think back, yeah, I was a very young dad, and I don't know if I want to say I was an angry dad, but I, my knee jerk reaction was probably more anger, than, you know, how it should have been. And as I grew older, you know, we had several kids, and you know, you probably heard this often. My oldest has a completely different dad, grew up with a completely different dad than my youngest. And as I grew, in, just like Jesus, right, in wisdom and in stature, I, you know, one of the things that, that I really tried to practice was, look, you don't need to be angry to be right, with your kids. And there's really opportunity for dads to lead with strength, but with gentleness. I would say it's almost the biblical definition of the word meekness.
Yes. Yeah. And the word meekness, comes from when you look at the origin of that word, it's the war horse. And so if you see a war horse, I mean, there's a lot of potential, strength there, but it's under control. It's trained well. And so I think the key word is training. Meekness, generally doesn't come, just naturally to people. You want to, as a father, as a man, there is a reactiveness within our human nature. And it means that we have to be trained in that. And it's from a mindset that you create. And Steve, I've come up with, just over the years in counseling dads, I've come up with these five mindsets that I think if a dad can at least do one or all five, it's fantastic. And it begins with a servant mindset. And that's truly setting our mind to think, I am a servant in my home. I am a leader, but I'm a servant. So the question would be, what does my family need from me today? And how can I serve them? And then I'm a steward. That's the second mindset. I'm a steward. I'm faithfully managing what God has entrusted to me. And how do I do that? And how can I seek wisdom for that? Because it's not my own. I'm a steward of that. And then a curious mindset is the one that creates such a connection with our kids. Who is this child in front of me? And so you're asking questions, you're listening, you're trying to remember important things in their life. And that shows that, man, I care about you and I care about the world that you're in. And I want to get to know you more. You're worthwhile to me. And then the fourth one is a loving mindset. And if you think about 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14, at the end, that verse 14, it says, in everything you do, do it out of love, do it in love. And before that, it says to act like men and to be strong and be courageous, to have these big things, but it says to be done in love. And so let your family know that you love them. And when they're at their imperfection place, that's when they need your love the most. And so that loving mindset, how can I be present? How can I show affection to my kids? And then you end it with a one win a day mindset. What's one thing I can do each day to make the day better for each of my kids? And that can sound overwhelming, but if you think about it, think about, does this child need a piece of me that is playful? Can I be playful with that one child? Can I give this one affection, like through a hug? Is that what they would make their day better? Would this one want just a playful smile? Would this one want me to help them with a chore? And maybe we do it side by side. Would this one want a story from me? And you do it, make them very simple and little. And then maybe with your family, go, hey, every once in a while, how about you guys guess what that one win a day is that I'm trying to do as I serve you guys and love you guys each day? And you're going to see a change in the culture of your home in the way that they see you, because they know you're going to be imperfect, but they'll know that you're trying. And that makes a tremendous difference when you're coming in for correction and direction in their life. And those boundaries and limits can be difficult, but if you have a relationship that's solid there, that kind of direction makes a huge difference in a child's life, and they're able to trust it.
Yeah. Well, as you're considering those, you know, what can I do for that child this day? I think, you know, it's going to be important for us to look at how a dad can actually know what exactly that child needs from them specifically. And before we get to that, we're visiting with Dr. Danny Huerta. He's Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family, focusonthefamily.com. Danny, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. We'll be back after this on ABQ Connect.
Q.
Connect.
Hey, post Father's Day, and we're making an effort to make sure, you know, it's kind of like going to a family retreat or a a summer retreat, and you're high up on the mountain and you're focused on the message. And of course, past weekend's message was Dad's and Father's Day. And I'm sure many of us in our church services got some good insight, and we're getting more insight today. Dr. Danny Huerta is with us, Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Thanks for staying with us, Dr. Huerta.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve. This is fantastic. Love talking to you, man.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we said it in the first segment, you know, okay, we're on the, we come down off the mountain, Father's Day. Now the trick is to take the things that we've learned to apply and do that throughout the year. And one of the things we touched on in our first segment, I teased it as we headed into the break, you know, you were talking a little bit about, you know, a dad knowing, you know, well, this child needs this from me right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things you can do daily to affirm, you know, your place in their lives and meeting some needs. How can a dad actually know what their child needs from them?
Yeah, listen in. I mean, it's getting to know their temperament, getting to know who they are by asking them questions. Maybe ask your children today, the older ones, say, what's one thing you wish I knew about you that I don't know, or you can tell that I don't know? What's something you wish I knew about you? And that's a good place to start. So those deeper questions, let them know, hey, I'd love to get to know you better. And then be an observant, be a noticer of what their interests are, who they are, what their frustrations are. If you need to have a little notebook to be a cheat sheet for you, where you write some things about each child, that's a great way to, over time, get to know your child. There's also an assessment that we offer at Focus on the Family. It takes about 5-10 minutes per child. And it's the 7 traits of effective parenting. We've talked about them on the show before. And when you go to that assessment, you can actually go to focusonthefamily.com/dad. And then there's a whole page for you with tons of resources. And one of them specifically is this assessment. You take it for each child. That can be a beginning for you to understand how you're connecting with that child. And then off of that, ask your child questions. Hey, what do you think? I mean, do you think I'm a good listener with you? Do you wish I listened better? And then another exercise that is fantastic is doing a high five. And that is, you bring your palm open and you say, here are 5 things that I love about you. And here are 5 things that I think on a free day, these are the things you would do. And then let your kids correct you on the things you're guessing. You can say, here are 5 restaurants I think you'd want to go to today if we could go to any restaurant. And they may say, no, that one's no longer on the top 5. Now it's this one and this one. And you're showing that they can correct you on that, but you're learning about them with this high five. Do that at night. Do that in the morning. It can take less than a minute, and your kids will love the fact that you are trying, you're guessing, and maybe you're showing that you do know them. And in that, they will be more open to sharing with you. And know, dads, that when your expectations are set within a warm relationship, this is one where you know your kids well, and like doing these types of exercises, their dopamine motivated learning goes up. That means there's a secretion in their brain that they're motivated to learn from you in that instruction moment, because there's that relationship that you've built.
Well, I want to bring this to I'm going to try to use an analogy here. Yeah, hopefully a lot of dads will relate to working on cars. Okay.
Yes.
When you go to work on a car, what works for, you know, a classic muscle car may not work for, you know, Tokyo Drift type of a vehicle. And as different as those vehicles are, as I mentioned already, Danny, I had several kids. We had 6 kids. And one thing you learn after, you know, I don't know, maybe it's after the second kid or third kid, man, do not make the assumption that they are all the same. And yeah, the way you deal with them and the tools that you use from your toolkit to address good and bad things, you know, how important is it to really understand that you really, the, all the things that you mentioned, you don't need to, you know, or you should not. I learned this from this child, so, but it may not apply to the next.
Yes, and that is so true. And sometimes parents will say, man, I parented them the same and they turned out completely different. And I go, yeah, that's true. You need to become adaptive. That's the first trait of the seven traits of effective parenting, actually. And that is, you need to adapt to who the child is, temperament and all. And as you adjust your parenting, know that it's not about fairness in your home as a dad. This is about you training up the child in the way they should go. And that begins with you understanding who they are. Take this year. Take this year to be curious and to get to know each of your children, knowing what their vulnerabilities are and what their strengths are, and then guide them that way. And it may take extra time, may take extra patience. Make sure you're creating margins in your schedule, because the time goes fast. It really does. And pretty soon they're not pulling for your hand. They're not tugging at you. They are moving fast as well. And then you've lost that influence. And it's to create urgency, not guilt. And so this is about you being able to take the simple moments and invest in your kids as you get to know them and play with them and learn about them. And I love watching the young dads at our church when they're holding their kids and during worship time and just standing there, cramps in the biceps and all, as they're holding them as long as they can. And one by one, you see them by the end of worship, kind of putting the kids down and stretching up, but they're trying to hold them as long as they can and as old as they can. And it's a beautiful picture of peacefulness. When you see the kids just leaning into their dads during worship, it reminds us as dad how we can lean into our Heavenly Father as we seek wisdom and as we seek peacefulness in our parenting. This doesn't have to be a stressful thing, even though it can be. This is about finding peacefulness in that relationship. And it begins with your relationship. How are you pursuing your relationship with your Heavenly Father? It's going to create some good margins for you, but also wisdom as you're getting to know the uniqueness of each of your children.
So, Danny, in this segment, we've talked a lot about the need that our children have. I'll be interested to see if there's a pretty set answer here. But what's the top of the list? What do children need more than anything else from their fathers at every age? Which is a reminder to us with grown kids, you never stop parenting.
Yeah, I say it this way, be present to win. And that means you need to be present in your mind, body, and spirit in your home. And in that, you will learn how you need to correct, and that's being part of being present. It's loving to correct your children and to guide them well and to guide them firmly, but with the foundation of a loving, warm presence from you. And if you're just not naturally a warm person, this isn't a touchy-feely thing. This is about you being a safe person to be with for each of your children, including the more sensitive child in your home or that child that triggers you. And so if you're needing to find patience or find a way to be a little more relational, find a mentor, maybe it's a counselor that can help you through some things from your past. Maybe you didn't feel that warmth. You don't know what that naturally looks like. Train in that. I mean, we get certifications and training in so many things that we want to be good at. And many times we don't do that with our parenting, especially as dads. We go, man, we'll just figure it out. You know, we'll figure it out as we go. I would encourage you to get some trusted inputs into places where you go, man, I'm just not as good at this. It doesn't make you a bad person. Just because you have children, that doesn't make you a good parent. And just because you are parented doesn't mean that you receive the right parenting instruction for your kids. And so find whatever you need to help you do that better. And it will just strengthen you along the way. I've seen dads grow and mature and find a lot of satisfaction in life as they became more intentional as fathers. It does truly change you from the inside out. One of the big changes is gratitude, and you'll see how that changes your outlook.
Well, Danny, you touched on this a little bit earlier with the illustration of a dad holding their child in worship service and comparing that to our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I'd use another illustration. You know, we've all been on the airplane where they say when the oxygen masks drop, those of you with kids, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. But let's talk, and you mentioned intentionality too. Let's talk a little bit more about that as we put an end to our conversation here. How can a dad stay spiritually grounded, and that intentionality that you talked about, and not, you know, do it every day?
Yes. And, you know, I was just speaking to about 400 or 500 dads in a room. It was a panel of three of us getting to answer questions. And a common question from dads was, man, we're overwhelmed. We have a lot of demands on us. We do want to be intentional. We want to be relational. But man, the margin is small. And especially if you're homeschool family, even more pressure on you being the sole breadwinner of the home potentially. There's so much coming at us that you have to take inventory. What is capturing my attention? Am I pursuing unnecessary riches or finances? Are my investments correctly aligned? And where are some places I can find some more margin in order for me to be a healthy person for my family? Sometimes that's even finding margin to work out a little bit and get some exercise. That's so helpful for the brain. Maybe it's in the morning, finding some extra 10, 15 minutes to read God's word and to center up your mind and your soul. Maybe it's taking a walk with your family. If you're a relational guy, maybe it's saying, hey, when I get home, let's go take a walk around the block and just connect. And there are different temperament dads as well. There's social ones and introverted ones and more task focused ones and more relationally focused ones, disorganized ones. I mean, you're all there. And what you want to do is look at what is overwhelming you and begin to solve for that in a way where you can be refueled and find the little micro refuelings throughout the day. Maybe make a list of potential ones and see which ones you can find there so that you can pour into your family intentionally and create a little playbook, one win a day. Let's start there, one win a day, even if it's one win a week, and then you go to one win a day. The fact is that you're being intentional and you're growing and your family will feel that.
Yeah, I really love what you said about not only intentionality, but investment. It is not uncommon for me to remind myself and those in my sphere of influence in relation to how we invest in the next generation, our kids and others that, you know, we can impact. But that is an eternal investment. And as you mentioned earlier, they are his children that he's put into our care to steward well, based on the things that we learn from his word. We've been visiting with Dr. Danny Huertes, Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Throw it back to you for a final, anything you'd like to share, Dr. Huerta, including, you mentioned some resources, but making sure that dads and moms know where to find some great resources.
Yeah, Dad, know that you are essential personnel in your home. And it's there's a recent stat that showed that there's a 250% increase in time dads are spending with their children since the 1960s. Yet 63% of dads say they still want more time. Dads, you're doing a fantastic job. What this is all about being even more efficient and intentional in that, so that you can enjoy the fruit of that labor, the fruit of that investment. It's worth it. Hang in there. Sometimes it's tiring. Sometimes it's confusing. Make sure you have that support system around you that's praying for you at the very least, or a resource that you can ask questions to. And you can always contact us here at Focus on the Family. We have a counseling line, 1-800-A-FAMILY, 1-800, the letter A and the word family. It's a free resource that you can speak with one of our counselors, or simply go to our dad page. It's focusonthefamily.com You can go to our page. It's focusonthefamily.com/dad. That's the easiest way to find that. And you'll have plenty of resources, even a dad report card that can create an interesting conversation between you and your child, letting them give you kind of some fun inputs into how you're doing as a dad today and then growing from there. May God be with you. May he guide you well and strengthen you on this journey.
All right. Well, always inspiring insight with Dr. Danny Huerta. And I know, well, you've earned that title and we call you that, but I also want to say, Brother Danny, it's always a pleasure and look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thank you, Steve. God bless you and hope you have fun being a dad throughout the year.
Yeah, you too. You too. All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.